What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Hello and welcome inside hour two, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Yeehaw!
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. The best selection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So right now, just under 9 minutes left to go in the second half. Connecticut Huskies with a 59-42 lead over Purdue. They have pulled away in the last few minutes, a couple of big threes, and now it looks like we're just counting down to Danny Hurley yelling and screaming and winning a championship. He's been yelling at Zach Edey during the game, and UConn has slowly started to take control. And look, we talked about this at halftime. The biggest thing was, can Zach Edey keep this up for 40 minutes? As good as he was in the first half, able to do whatever he wanted to down low. He had 16 of their 30 points. He was doing whatever he wanted. But was he going to get tired? Was it going to be something different in the second half? And that's where UConn was going to pull away. They have always been a second-half team. They've been a great second-half team. They've been a 5 o'clock lightning kind of second-half team. And what we've seen so far in the second half, yeah, Zach Edey does look tired. He airballed a free throw. Mm-hmm. He traveled on the next possession. It's just not the same thing. He's worn down a little bit, and UConn has picked it up a notch offensively. They were getting inside at will. Now they're hitting shots from outside. This is simply UConn doing UConn things. This is not anything unbelievable. It's not something that I didn't think this was going to happen. This is just UConn doing UConn things, and that's why they're up 17, and we're basically counting down right now to the championship.
Ben scoring 13-2 in the game. UConn now 6 of 20 from three-point range, 14 assists on their 25 makes. By way of contrast, Purdue all of 5 assists, and you have Edey and Smith who've accounted for 33 of 42 points. I think that about sums it up, right? With Zach Edey, we talked about the lean and trying to get a little bit more balance, trying to get some shots. And look, he's got 18 shot attempts, and he's gutting it out. But again, it goes back to the one man versus team kind of concept.
Purdue's been able to ride him.
And have gotten hot from three-point range. At times, I think they've averaged, almost 8.5 makes from three over the course of this tournament. They have one, and they've only attempted 4. Again, getting the entry to Edey is great, but you could see how it's wearing on him, right? Every possession, battling down low. The ball comes in, and then he's going up for the shot. And even if it makes it, right, now you're starting to trade twos for threes, and the looks are getting easier and easier for UConn.
It's a case of, look, we talked about this a lot on Thursday. I know you are Friday night, but we talked about this going into, you and I talked about this going into this weekend, is that when you have the best player that's playing against the best team, usually the best team finds a way.
100%.
Unless you're even, that's why even Michael Jordan didn't win for
long?
Go
back to Will
in the
versus
NBA.
Celtics.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
How
Will
many times?
Will versus Russell. It's always, Russell always dominant. It's like, look at the team he has.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Wilt still. I do believe Wilt has the record for rebounds in a game, and I think it was against Bill Russell.
It was against Bill Russell.
Yeah,
100%.
But still,
in terms of
team
success,
yes. When you,
right?
if you're a great team, and when did Jordan start? Hey, Jordan got Scottie Pippen. Suddenly, now the team gets better. They start winning championships. One player, and Zach Edey is a great player. And stop with this whole, oh yeah, Zach Edey. No, he's not Garza. He's not. He's better than that. Zach Edey is terrific. Right. This is a guy who's back-to-back players of the year, and he's terrific. But UConn is just on a different level. And eventually, that, as long as you stick with a game plan, your game plan works, and you don't wind up getting too crazy. The moment's not too big for you. You wind up throwing the hammer down. We saw it yesterday with South Carolina. They get down early. Caitlin Clark is hitting everything, and you're thinking, oh my goodness, Iowa's going to run South Carolina out of the gym. And what happened? The game settled down. South Carolina got back into it. They pulled away at the end. It wasn't close. Same thing is happening here. Hey, close in the beginning. Zach Edey's playing well. He's doing a lot of things down low. Hey, okay, Clark. But then what happened? Zach Edey gets a little tired. UConn starts to hit from down low, and suddenly that opens things up from outside, and now they start imparting their will on the game, and it's a 17-point game with 8 minutes left to go. The same things are happening. South Carolina doing South Carolina things, UConn doing UConn things. You're talking about a UConn team that all year long we thought was the best in the country. Mm-hmm. South Carolina all year long we thought they were the best team in the country. This is not surprising. Not at all.
No, not at all. And, you know, to some level in our sports fandom, you get disappointed by it, right? Because you try to outthink the room. What team, what player could have that game that propels their squad over the top? When you're looking at a juggernaut, when you're looking at a team that goes 8 or 9 deep, in this case, when you're looking at UConn, they've only gone 7 deep in this game, right? Leaning in on your starting five a ton. But you outthink it, but the whole time you're telling yourself, well, these are the best teams. These are the best squads, and it's going to take a Herculean task to get over. And for Zach Edey, the hard part is a lot of the conversations were already about the next level. Right, of, oh, you're not going to be able to. It's kind of like the idiotic comments they were having in their second screen experience with Caitlin Clark. Oh, just wait, it's going to be a rude awakening. Not going to be able to play up there. Ha, ha, ha. They're waiting for you. It's like, you can't enjoy the moment? You can't just say, you're commenting on the college game. Same thing with Zach Edey. He's a hell of a college player. And in the last 2 decades, like, he's a guy that's going to go down as one of the best we've seen. Again, owing to the GOAT conversation we were having before. Like, the two can work in parallel.
Now, I'm going to throw something at you here. And this is going to be my point when we talk about Caitlin Clark. We talked about this a few minutes ago. Oh, she's not the GOAT. She didn't win a championship, which is a load of crap. Everything she's done, you watched her play. Is anything her fault? No, it's not.
Well,
it's
the
just
end
people
of that,
that
game yesterday is her fault.
How is the end of the game her fault?
I mean, she wasn't at all good at the end of that game.
Yeah, she didn't hit the Rock and Jock 20-point shot that could have put him back in the game.
No, the great ones take over. She did none of that.
She took over as much as she could. Still had a pretty
not
good game.
At the
game.
End, though. Greats take over at the end, Jay.
It was the best
Watch
player
the
against the
she
best
was not
team.
Not her best at the end
it
of that game.
It was the best player against the best team. They were playing. I mean, Caitlin Clark and Iowa being number one, they're such a paper number one because you take the one player away, how good are they? If you took South Carolina's best player away, take away Cardoso, who was amazing yesterday, right? Was a Final Four
17.
Physically, just
beast,
completely
yeah.
was
he gets after it.
Yeah, it looked like Iowa had 5 guards out there trying to catch up. Every rebound, every big putback. You take Cardoso away from South Carolina. South Carolina is still a great team, right? You take Angel Reese away from LSU. That's still a great team, right? You take Paige Beckers away from you. But you take Caitlin Clark away from Iowa. Are they even a tournament team? Really, are they even a tournament team? No, they're not.
Bench scoring was 37-0 for what it's worth.
It's a very slippery slope when you're talking about how great teams are. You had the best player ever in college basketball. He got you a number one seed to two national championship games. You take that one player away, where are they? I mean, really, so you talk about taking away. But I'm going to give you another point here. This is going to so frustrate Frostberg. If you want to talk about being the GOAT, you have to win a championship. Okay, you have to win a championship, right? This is for the you have to win a championship to be the GOAT of all time.
Well, okay. That's how Michael Jordan became it, right? Because you said with Scottie Pippen showing up.
Yeah.
Don't forget, now Hall of Famer Doug Collins had to be fired for Phil Jackson to get that job.
And I always liked Michael Jordan would call him Doug. He would never say coach. Say, you know, Doug's got some things. Doug's got us. You know, I talked to Doug yesterday, and Doug said this, and Doug said this. I'm going to ask you this. You ready? Okay.
Hit me.
ESPN last year did a big thing at the end of the tournament saying the top 25 players of the last 25 years in college basketball. Okay?
Okay.
Top 25 players last 25 years of college basketball. So let's go. Top 25 players. So you're going back to 1999. Okay? Going back to 1999. Of the top 25 players they have rated, there is one player with multiple championships. Only one. There's lots of guys that won a championship. Anthony Davis is up in the top 10.
Okay.
So is Carmelo Anthony. There is one player with two championships that they have in the top 25.
Joakim Noah?
No. One player, because he's not one of these. Joakim Noah's best. I think he's one of the
he's
best
got
players.
Great hair.
He does. But they
I
have
don't know.
One
I go
player.
Back in
his dad's
time.
Name is Yanni.
They have one player in the top 25. Who do you think it is? And again, here's my clue. This is going to just kill Frostberg.
Oh,
here's
I already my clue. Know. You told me.
Here's my clue. This
Mike,
is going to kill Frostberg. No.
Mike, who is
two
it?
Two championships. No. I'm going to make you guess.
Mike.
No. No cheating. You can't cheat right in front of me. What is this? Come on. One player, two titles. And here's the thing. Both titles in the last 10 years. Was a role player in the first time and then led the team the next title.
Why is this going to bother me?
Because it will, because I'm going to say his name and you're going to go, ah! You're going to quit when I say his name. Because now we have to say he's the greatest player in college basketball, right? Last 25 years because he won two titles, right? That's how stupid
this
is.
That's not what I said.
That's not what you said. It's just going to kill you that this guy's name is coming up.
All right, just go for it.
It's because his name is coming up. Well, who's the MVP of the NBA? Come on.
Well, one LeBron choice. James and Anthony Davis.
Jalen Brunson.
No.
Jalen Brunson.
He's not Brunson. He's not MVP.
Sure he is. He's the MVP. He's the greatest college basketball player of all time, right?
NBA. What are you kidding me?
Oh, come on. He is, of course. He's the best player to ever play in the NBA.
He's going to finish like 15th.
But we're talking about college basketball. He's ranked 25th on the list of best players the last 25 years. He's the only player with multiple championships.
How about that?
But he's the best, right? Because he won two championships. Yeah, he's not nearly the best. As great as he is, as much as I love him.
You said he was 25th?
Yeah, he's 25th.
All right,
other guys have won titles.
He's in a mini font goat.
Kevin Durant is ranked number one on the list. He didn't win a championship. But any doubt Kevin Durant and his greatness? No, of course not. So this whole winning a championship in college thing is so completely overrated. Because if you're talking specific champions, it's like I want to move the goalpost to make this conversation. Like if Caitlin Clark won once, the conversation would be, yeah, she cemented, but other players won more. Look at what happened. Look how many Stewart won. Look
at that's the jackassery we do.
It's just stupid.
We do it all the time.
Yeah, it's just
right. I mean, go back to the NBA. What it always boils down to Michael Jordan 6 versus LeBron's total, which is insane. Because there's a million other stats or analytics things you can do about the players, defensive players of the year awards, all of those different things. It depends where you want to, you know, set your goalposts up, as it were. Is it a regulation 10 feet? Because it's a little lower, I can dunk on you. You know, those kind of things. So, yeah, all of those arguments to me, that's why I tell you that we don't engage in a ton of them. But for the purposes of the Caitlin Clark side of this, it's just been an asinine movement over the last couple of weeks to try to discredit everything she's done.
And I don't mind pointing out how stupid something was. That's my point. This is how stupid this is to say she's not the GOAT. She's not the
GOAT. Are you going to get a shirt that says Jalen Brunson is the GOAT now?
Greatest GOAT. CBB GOAT. Jalen Brunson.
Last 20 years?
Yeah.
There
sure.
You go.
With a picture of him in a Knicks jersey on there.
Yeah, of course.
Exit out by the Fresca. Exit Swollen Dome. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Under 5 minutes left to go. UConn trying to protect a 16-point lead over Purdue. When we next speak, are we going to be crowning UConn in their back-to-back titles, or will Purdue be crawling back in this, however slowly? We'll have it right here. Jason and Mike, Championship Monday, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You get your podcasts.
For Ronald Acuna, Ozzie Albies, and the rest of the Atlanta Braves, who all fell so short tonight against the Mets in that beleaguered bullpen, congratulations to blowing a 4-0 lead and losing to the Mets in embarrassing fashion.
But you know, they look spectacular in their losing effort, wearing the throwback uniforms in honor of Hank Aaron, number 715. They were glorious.
Just watching... This is insane what just happened in the national championship game. First of all, UConn in control. It's a 15-point lead over Purdue with just under 3 minutes left to go. UConn just turned the ball over. I couldn't see who was dribbling, but the play was going on the floor, and Danny Hurley was shouting instructions, and he reached out. I think it was Spencer who had the ball, and he reached out and pushed him. Like, to get into the middle of the floor while the play was going on, and I believe that was just a turnover, and they gave the ball back to Purdue. I think he actually walked. I mean, Kim Mulkey likes to just stand on the floor and stomp and not get caught. But Danny Hurley, he just walked onto the floor and pushed his player. Hey, get to the middle of the court. Get to the middle of the court.
Yeah, you know, as the resident Big Ten apologist on the network, love the effort and the year that Purdue's had. And look, still some time left to make some. It looked like Hurley was in the middle of thinking he was in a coaching session at that point. No, I need you over here. Mm. So he like repositioned him.
Can I guess Hurley's first words after the game?
Hey, hello, Kentucky. This is Danny Hurley.
Wow. Kentucky, this is for you.
Everybody in Kentucky, squint, because we're blue. I mean, it's not quite Kentucky blue, but squint, and this is going to be us holding that title next year. That's what we got. It was like, who was it that did that in the locker room? Was it Monty Williams with the Warriors after they won? Who was it that took it? He'd taken a job, and he was, okay, hang on. I'm going back a few years now. One of the Warriors' assistants, I want to say Monty Williams, but it might not have been, who agreed to take the head coaching job someplace else after the season was over. When they went, they were celebrating in the locker room after, and the camera saw him telling his players, next year this is going to be us. Next year this is going to be us on there. I want to say, but I could be wrong, but I forget who it was.
That sounds right.
But that right here, I remember him standing next to Steve Kerr and Steve going, oh, whatever, and he walked away. He said, This is us next year.
I'll have to go back to
do my research.
But yeah, it's certainly right after championships are done. Look, we've seen it how many times throughout this tournament, right? Coaches, hey, I lost on a Tuesday, you know, in the play-in games, and then on Wednesday morning, I'm announcing a new job, or after the first round, or the number of players. All right, we lost. I'm now in the portal. Mm-hmm. I mean, so for Hurley, yeah, why would you not? Hey, I need a bigger bag.
It was Monty Williams, because it was Monty Williams that took the Pelicans' job. And he yelled, AD, this is us next year. That's what it was. AD, this is us next year.
And AD said, peace, I'm going to the Lakers.
I'm out.
This is us next year. This is us. But Danny Hurley just pushed Spencer at the ball on the floor in the middle of the game. It's a 14.
Again, he coaches with vigor.
He does, and I got to say this. I know that everybody's starting to get a better national perception of Danny Hurley, right? Because last year it was, boy, Hurley loves his guys. We'll talk more about Hurley as the night goes on. He loves his guys. It's not some kind of crazy system that he's got. He finds a way to get the most out of his players. Okay, great. But now this year, okay, more attention on Danny Hurley. And people see that he's not a shrinking violet. He's someone who will get into it. He likes to get into it, likes to, will yell at his players. He was yelling at Zach Edey tonight. And I already saw a lot of social media. I can't believe he's yelling at another player. No, I kind of get that. These are my guys. You're not one of my guys. I get it. I kind of like that Danny Hurley is becoming a little bit of a polarizing figure, because we need that. Look,
he's the best villain we've got in men's basketball. Because Calipari doesn't matter.
No.
He's a guy walking his dog with a stroller.
He's got a little Calipari going to Arkansas. Danny Hurley. Look, I would call Danny Hurley and say, what do you want, Danny?
But look at all the coaches of history. Like, Izzo's a good guy, right? He's the guy that dresses up like Gene Simmons for, you know, Midnight Madness.
And role models, too.
But he's like an old elder statesman, you know, good guy that people like. Tom Izzo. Krzyzewski left. He was a villain because it was Duke. All these other coaches that have walked away, and most of them were nondescript guys, but they were around and they were on your television. Hurley's cutting through. This is good. This is good for the game. And so if they become, you know, dynastic, you know, he stays and eschews whatever giant Brinks truck full of money Kentucky comes calling with, that it's good for basketball.
It's, look, sports, you need heroes, but you need villains.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? And the villains are always more fun, because it's more fun to root against the team
and laugh at the end than it is to say, hey, I'm kind of jumping on board with this team. Okay, that's great. It's great to see a team dominate. And
tell that to all the guys that we know that are fans of the Yankees and the 49ers or Cowboys and the Lakers.
but it's fun when you have a villain. And Danny Hurley he's got that bit of a – he can really lose control at any time. On the sideline. You watch him and I think at any moment Danny Hurley can just lose his mind and completely implode and yell and say or do the wrong thing. Yeah. I mean, look, you're walking up, you're pushing your player into the middle of the court while the game is going on. That's telling you, hey, look, I can do, you know, I'm capable of doing a lot of things.
He needs Nick Sirianni's guy, the pushback coach.
Big
Dom.
Yeah, well, they got rid of Nick Big Dom and they lost five in a row.
So UConn can get him.
As soon as he got suspended, it all went to hell.
So he's fun. So Danny Hurley is fun. He's fun. He's built kind of a dynasty here at UConn. Again, 71-58 now, a minute 30 left to go. UConn at the free throw line. This is likely going to be a few free throws, and UConn's going to win the title. Danny Hurley's going to have back-to-back titles, and UConn, again, is going to prove they're the preeminent program in all of college basketball. The title's under Calhoun, the title under Kevin Ollie and Kemba Walker, and now you got back-to-back titles here for UConn. This is going to be a great, great moment, and it's fun that Danny Hurley is this way. Not that I root for and look for villains, but just I like the fact that he rubs people the wrong way because it's the image of him. I don't mind that he barks at other players on there. I don't mind any of that stuff. Oh, it's classless.
Or back at reporters or whatever else.
It's fun.
Part of the game.
You need it.
Shit.
He's fun. You need fun because all the coaches, the personalities, I said they're all gone. Look, Boeheim was one of the biggest rock star head coaches. He's gone.
Yeah.
Right. Like all the guys, they're leaving. They're saying, okay, that's it. I'm done. I can't do it anymore. The NIL stuff. It's too much. Too much recruiting and too much phone calls and too much replacing in the transfer portal every single year. I can't do it. Okay, so now here we are. We got a guy. Now we got a villain, and it's awesome.
We got to have a guy.
Yes.
Right? And someone had to emerge from the pack to be the next guy and look at the team that he's assembled in back-to-back years, just fantastic team basketball, and it's what he preaches, right? The love of his guys and their love of each other. Embracing this challenge to go back to back and look at how they've responded as well. All these double digit wins. It's just ridiculous efficiency.
And Purdue did not foul on the last possession by UConn. So UConn took all the time off the clock. They made a layup. Klingon made a layup. There's 36 seconds left to go. Danny Hurley is emptying the bench. I think he's going to put five new players in.
Yeah, looks
he's going to get everybody off the court. It's a 15-point lead. 36 seconds left to go. Look, I think Kemba Walker's actually coming in the game. Rip Hamilton is coming into the game.
Look at you.
Khalid El Amin is coming into the game.
Well, he was one of my favorites
out there. Yeah,
yeah, he was the guy, the hero of all of us who kind of look like fire plugs.
Mm. So it's all new players in for UConn. They're all going to get a taste of this national championship exposure here. 36 seconds left to go, a 15-point lead. Danny Hurley and Spencer are chest bumping as he leaves the floor. Look, this is winning with an exclamation point by UConn, who is showing, hey, we were the best team all year. We were the best team in the tournament. We were the best team in the championship game. There are no question marks at all about anything this season.
Now, we had one player fall out. Klingon has four. So folks that were looking for the whistles to go Edie's way, et cetera, you know, he was 7 of 10 from the foul line. And you've had a couple of lob dunks that have been good for style points down the stretch. But you look at the balance of what UConn's been able to do and being able to clear the bench as an organization, as we say, that's got to feel to be the absolute best, to be able to smile and just wave to all the guys. Come on.
And, you know, look, there's going to be a big question because, look, we have a lot to break down about this, is that there's going to be a big push, is this the best tournament team we've seen? Because they're going to finish with the best plus-minus differential all time in the NCAA tournament. Best plus-minus differential all time of any team beating Kentucky, who won in 96, beating Syracuse in the championship game because Lazarus Sims couldn't stop turning the ball over. But they're going to finish with that. And as the clock hits zero, the Connecticut Huskies are your national champions over Purdue. With more on this breaking story, it's Special Delivery Steve DeSager with What's Trending.
Second straight year, UConn has won the national title in men's college hoops. 75-60 tonight's final against Purdue. Boilermakers All-American center Zach Edey did have 37 points out of the 60. But UConn, we can update the stat, when leading a tournament game at halftime, has now won 26 straight in the tournament going back almost 20 years. And this is another double-digit win by this coach in this tournament. That means a tournament record 12 straight double-digit victories over these last couple of years. Of course, it was a UConn team that up until this weekend had only trailed for 28 seconds total in this year's tournament. 75-60 is the final. And Jason, I believe the five on the floor at the end when they emptied the bench were Rudy Gay, Danielle Marshall, Shabazz Napier, Emeka Okafor, and Hashim Tabeat.
Oh, Tabeat, yeah! He actually gave me the biggest insult on the ESPYs red carpet once. When he was coming off that great year he had at UConn, and he walks over, I go to interview him on the red carpet, and he goes to me, "What are you, 4'11? I was like, "Oh." I said, "Okay."
Well, the world's 4'11 compared to him.
I want to see him
and
now
then he
go.
Speared him.
Yeah. Hey, dude, where have you been the last, I don't know, 15 years? Where have you been? Where have you been, Tabeat? Where have you been? But there it is. UConn with the win. And also, don't forget, Steve, Donnie Marshall also got in at the end. Not just Danielle Marshall.
That's right.
But his brother, Donnie Marshall.
Well, Donnie was doing TV. He couldn't make it on the court in time.
All right. Very good.
Broadcasting
okay.
stuff.
Watching UConn party right now. They're all dancing in the middle of the floor. I am sure that in the middle of that is Danny Hurley because he's there with his guys. Back-to-back championships for UConn. And the thing about Danny Hurley, and this is maybe this is why I'm not saying I'm an apologist for him, but why I like him more than I think a lot of people do. I don't find him as polarizing because I find that I understand his coaching philosophy. I understand what he does. And to hear everybody last year that we talked, hey, UConn won. We had everybody. We got Casey Jacobson coming on top of the hour. And now he was the first person to tell us, you know, he just loves his guys. And he gets the most out of them. And that's so underrated. And that's you hear. Hey, Hurley and his guys, they play hard for him. They love him. And I'm sorry, but that's a way to coach. It's not always about, I have this great system, and I have this way we do things, and I have the way we practice, and I'm building a culture and all of that. Okay, I get that, and all that stuff is important. But you need to coach the players up here, and I'm pointing to my head right now because you know we're on radio, is that, you know, Hurley coaches them up here. And I think back to Greg Popovich when he said, hey, you know, do you know how to run a pick and roll? Do you know what you're doing on this? Yeah. Okay, I'm going to coach you up. You know how to do these things. I got to coach you in a different way. It's not just about the repetitions of these drills and all this. It's about getting you to play at your highest level. And I see that. And I get that. And I understand that philosophy. And you look at what UConn does. Hey, when you love the coach and you're a great player, I want to go play for a great coach, especially if the NIL money is there. So I'm going to go play for this guy. That's why you can turn over three starters from last year's national championship team and be even better this year and win the title. When you're a coach that you focus on, I'm getting my guys to play at the highest level. And this is not just him, hey, I'm hanging out and going to Disneyland with the guys and then we're just rolling the ball out. No, obviously there's a lot of that going on as well. But when you get those guys to play to the best of your ability, when they're excited to go out there and play and have fun playing all the time, and they know you have their back and you create that kind of atmosphere, you're going to win. And you're going to beat teams that are more talented than you, but it doesn't matter. You're going to seem like you're more talented. You're going to get the more talented players to want to come play because I want to be a part of that. And that's what Danny Hurley does. And he doesn't get enough credit for it. And I dig that because I see that. I see what he did. You see him yelling with the players coming off. There's the cool way we watch guys like Jay Wright come off the court, winking at his players after a big three that wins. But Hurley's a guy. I'm in your face. I'm chest bumping you. We're yelling. I'm excited to win. I don't care what I look like. I'm emotional and I want to come play. As many people as we saw yesterday, you watched Dawn Staley win for you for South Carolina. She gave great speeches after. Mm-hmm. And to give that speech about Caitlin Clark, the last time she's going to be on national TV with this team, she says, give me the microphone, I want to say something about Caitlin Clark. That's really classy, man. And anybody who didn't want to go play for her before that moment, want to go play for her there. Same thing here for Danny Hurley. You watch him right here, and coach is giving me body high fives and chest bumps. He's doing. I want to go play for that guy. There's different ways. There's not just one way to do it. There's different ways to do it. And you see Dawn Staley, yes, 100%. Boy, what a great leader of women she is. And I can send my daughter to go play for her, and I know she's going to not only be a great player, she's become a great young woman, and this is the leader she is. And I see Danny Hurley, I go, my kid's going to go play for him. He's become a great player. He's going to have a great time. He's going to enjoy himself. He's going to get better. He's going to be the best version of himself. I'm sending my kid to go play for Danny Hurley. Two different philosophies, but just two effective ways to coach, and Danny Hurley's got to start getting that credit.
But when we look at both Staley and Hurley, when they need to be hard asses, they're hard asses. They still have some, some of that throwback in them. And for Hurley, it's something that he's met, you know, in terms of criticism the last couple of years, watching these runs, even though they end with titles, is that, well, is it too much old school? Is that going to come up? Because, you know, we had that a few weeks ago, right? It's like, oh, chap-ass response to a journalist or you know, situations like that. Like, he's just honest about the situation. If he was unhappy, you know, with a question or how a game ended. And it was one of the things I think we talked about quite a bit with Caitlin Clark through the year, not to deviate and make the conversation about her, but even when they were winning games, she was pissed towards the end, right? It's like, hey, you just hit this mark. I don't care. That's great. We gave up a bunch of easy buckets down the stretch and almost gave a game away. And you see that both with Staley and with Hurley, that same thing of, all right, the expectation is there, but they're going to get the tough love too. But when we win, I'm full in. Hell, Dawn Staley taking the microphone and singing at the open practice, right? It's like, hey, we're going to have fun. We're going to enjoy the ride we're on. But once the whistle blows, yeah, It's full on coaching these guys and women to the best of their ability and to get every ounce out of it and leave it on the court. And we're going to celebrate like hell when it's done. And Hurley, you know, might have taken some chest contusions for some of the bumps he gave.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. After this dominant UConn victory, there is really only one question left. And we're going to tell you what that question is coming up next. And it's not what you think it is. That's next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox. You put it off long enough. Time to replace your tires. Tire Rack's got tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. You're not sure where to begin? That's cool. Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Goodyear tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It does not get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? It's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
PM Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Westwood One, the UConn Huskies. Do UConn like things? This was not magic sauce. This was not. This was simply UConn being UConn as they roll to the national championship over Purdue. 37 from Zach Edey.
37?
In a row, not nearly enough. 75-60 is your final. And there's many things to break down. This week, we got Casey Jacobson, college basketball analyst, joining us in about 10 minutes. It's a tradition with Casey. Every
Absolutely.
Year, after the national title game, he joins us. But the only question left at this point, and I'm being really serious, how much money does Kentucky offer Danny Hurley? Because losing John Calipari, you can't just say, all right, we're going to get the next up-and-coming coach, and, oh, Nate Oates might be good. You know, there's a lot of up-and-coming coaches that might be good. But this is Kentucky, and you're going from a guy with Final Fours, a national title. You're not going to say, hey, this is our next guy. You're saying, we want someone that knows what it takes to get to the top of the mountain. We don't care. We're about championships. If I'm Kentucky, that's the old guy, the top of my list. Right, I go into that meeting tomorrow like Billy Bean with all the names of the guys and throwing them up on the thing. I go with one name, and it's Danny Hurley. And I say, and the phone call is this: Danny, how much do you want? How much do you want? We'll buy you out of UConn. Do you want to stay there? That's great. You want a couple. Come to Kentucky. We're the biggest school ever. We're the biggest school in college basketball. Come here. What do you want? $15 million a year? We got it for you. Forget about $10 million. We'll give you $15 million. Is he really going to say no to that? $15 million a year, guaranteed, 7-year deal. Come here. Come here and be our coach. He's the guy I go. Everybody else on the list, you're all taking a chance with. You're hoping on. There's not many guys out there that have a resume that can say, yeah, come on in. Because I don't know if you're going to get Jay Wright out of the broadcast booth. I don't know if he wants to. He won. The NIL era took over. And now who knows if he's still that great a coach. But he would be on the medal stand of guys. But clearly, he's the only guy. Danny Hurley is the only guy. Back-to-back, replacing guys. What do you want? $15 million? Come here.
Now, looking at a list that was put up on a USA Today listing of coaches and their salaries, Hurley was seventh coming into the tournament, $5 million a year, and with a buyout of about 20.3. Leader of the pack, no question about it, was Bill Self at about $9.5 million. His buyout currently sitting at $23 million. So you got to double his pay. I think is where the starting point is. And UConn, look, they've got pockets. Remember Calhoun? We talked about it before.
Mm-hmm.
There's money to be had there. And look, so you don't change out some road signs or, you know, you have to go use paint remover instead of fabricating all new things. Whatever the case is, you'll find the money. Boosters will find the money.
And they will
to help
find it for a new coach to say, oh, and guys, and because look, we talked about this with Calipari. Calipari leaving.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is Hurley, Hurley's going to get it, triple his salary, and he's not leaving.
But you're talking about, hey, all right, but what we can give you, Kentucky say, we'll give you 15 million. What do you want? We'll buy, what do you want? Because as much as saying, I want to stay at UConn, Kentucky. I mean, it's like, okay, here, come to Kentucky,
yeah, but,
and be in the hotbed of college, you know, the hotbed of college basketball.
Right, but
be
here you've got all East Coast. You are now a 2-time champion.
Yeah.
Everybody watching you with your guys,
sure,
right?
Sure.
Everybody's watched this.
Sure.
So they realize, hey, yeah, why don't we have that kind of relationship?
They
can enter the portal.
They're hugging like Bledsoe and Bob
That's
Sugar
right.
at the end of Jerry
Bob
Maguire.
Bob Sugar trying to hug. Well, get out of here.
Don't you have this relationship?
The hotspot of college basketball right now is the Big East.
Yeah, but for how long? Kentucky is
They've
blue
won
blood.
Four out of the last eight, man.
Kentucky is blue blood.
Yeah, but now I'm going legendary status.
It's
I'm building legacy here. I go to jump to Kentucky.
Okay.
I want a job hop. I'm the guy here.
Look, just like
the bourbon's good.
Look, just like in Moneyball.
You can buy bourbon anywhere.
Just like Jonah Hill says in Moneyball, you're not doing it for the money. You're doing it for what the money represents. And there, yeah, coaching at UConn is great, but you've won two titles here. Do you want to scratch that itch? Okay, we'll buy you whatever the buyout is. We'll buy $15 million. You tell us what you want. $20 million? Okay, because we have that money. Because now we're not paying Calipari. And also, you're going to get more NIL donors who would be excited to come in that maybe are not going to give money because Calipari was coming back. You know what? No, we're done. I'm not going to give. Whenever a new coach comes, we talked about it, the NIL pockets always open up. And how much would they open up if you said, hey, we're making a phone call for Danny Hurley. Danny, we got your money. Whatever, but you don't know what I want. We got it. It doesn't matter. Whatever you want, we got it for you.
Meanwhile, on the other side, it's, hey, let's get you to stay. And I'll open my wallet a little wider because three-peat sounds real good about now. Damn it, I owe Pat Riley $7.
Yeah, you do, $7 now.
Ah!
You can make a check. I don't know if he takes a check anymore. You just go right through
Straight
Zelle.
Straight cash.
He's 70 grand now.
Yeah, I think either Zelle or PayPal, but I would you could just probably Zelle him the money.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll just send him some hair product.
He's at 3P. I think that's his 3P? I think that's what he is at 3P.
I like that.
So that's the only question left. What does Kentucky offer Danny Hurley when they call him tomorrow? What do they do?
Does he get a couple of horses?
Coming up next, we break it all down. Is UConn the best tournament team we've seen in the last 20 years? Keep it right here. We're just getting started. Jason and Mike. Fuck.
This is how I celebrate the end of a season, end of a great season. But, yeah, I had a front row seat for Big East, Big Ten. Glad to see these two teams battle it out. But I think we all knew who the best team in the country was for the last 2 months of this season. It was pretty clear UConn was head and shoulders above everyone else.
You know, I'll always remember what we talked about last year when I said, hey, what's the secret sauce for Danny Hurley? You were the first person to say, you know, he loves his guys. And he gets a lot out of it, and he loves his guys. And now, obviously, there's much more of a bullseye on him this year, and they're even better than they were last year. You got to see them a lot this year. Were there differences in the team from this year to last? What did you see this year?
Well, so when you say that, like, and I meant it, he loves his guys. You would say that most coaches love their guys, right? But what I mean, like, if you take it a step further, it's Danny Hurley coaches these guys really hard. He'll be in their face. He coaches them without barriers, without restrictions. Sometimes he uses profanity. Sometimes he doesn't. Sometimes he, like, but I've seen him enough where he coaches these guys as hard as any coach, maybe outside of, like, Mick Cronin also does the same at UCLA. But he loves them, and they love him in return. You can see it. And there are not a lot of coaches that coach their players as hard on a daily basis, but also get that love in return. That's pretty rare. But your question is, like, what did I see this year? I am really surprised. If you asked me at the beginning of this season, there was no way I would have made the argument that this UConn team was better than last year's. I just couldn't do it. They lost Adama Sinogo. They lost Jordan Hawkins, one of the best, if not the best, shooting guard in college basketball last year, and now, first round draft pick. Andre Jackson Jr., who I called the best role player in the country last year. They lose all three of those guys. So this is like when Florida went back-to-back in 2006 and 2007, Jason, you remember that was the exact same team. Billy Donovan brought back the same top seven scorers. This past year, UConn lost their top two scorers, and Andre Jackson, I think, was their sixth leading scorer. So three of their top six leading scorers all leave, and he replenishes. That is rare. That is something that, and not only the way that they've won the last two NCAA tournaments by dominating fashion, won all 12 games combined, all by double digits, that is rare, but that to not, this was not the same team. It was not a completely new team, but it was a different team, and they played a different style of basketball. They asked other guys to do different stuff, and they added more wrinkles to their offense. I'm just really impressed. Dan Hurley got the Naismith Coach of the Year Award the other night. I was in attendance for that. I'm a voter on that award. He absolutely deserves it for the job that he did this season.
To that end, Casey, might it be to your advantage to have that different squad? There's no complacency. There's no, hey, resting on the laurels, that he can go back with some of the messaging from the year before and keep him as hungry?
It is a good point, and I actually wonder if something like as good of a coach as Danny Hurley is, can he wear guys out? And like he had new guys. Not only that, but you remember last year Donovan Klingon played a bench role. This year he was a star role. So Donovan Klingon got new coaching because of his new position on the team. Tristan Newton, who got the MVP of the Final Four last year, but I would argue was probably their fourth best player last season. He was their most important. I thought their best player from start to finish this season. So Danny Hurley did get to coach his guys with new roles, and then you add in new players, and there is a refresh, a rejuvenation. And, that's got to be the go-to model for some of these teams, right? You want to return as many of your good players as you can, but then hit the portal and replenish and refresh and fill the voids that you need. What UConn did this year doing that was really impressive, especially Cam Spencer, who was at Rutgers last year and was just a great fit. He talked a lot of trash. They needed that. They needed one of those guys. You can't have too many Cam Spencers or it all goes to hell. But when you have if you have one or two in certain spots that give your team a real nice edge to them on the floor, I thought he played a pivotal role in that.
Well, and I love the fact that Danny Hurley got called for a turnover because he pushed Spencer towards middle of the floor. I mean, he walked onto the floor and pushed him while the game was going on. I mean, Kim Mulkey just stands on the floor and smashes her foot. I mean, he actually walked onto the court and pushed one of his players to dribble.
It's so good. I mean, we laugh at it. Imagine being like Matt Painter and a Purdue fan and how annoyed you would be with Danny Hurley's sideline behavior.
Sure.
Like, I laugh at it. I am entertained by it. And it also goes to show you guys, I don't have to tell you, you guys have done this for a long time. When you win, we get to laugh at stuff like that. If you're a losing coach, that kind of behavior is like it's not acceptable. You can get fired, lose your job, right? but we all laugh. Oh, it's Danny Hurley, so fiery. Well, the guy's won back-to-back national champs. There's not a whole lot that he can do wrong right now.
Well, it's funny though, Casey, as that happened and we were looking at it live on air and commenting, I go, is he thinking he's just coaching or at a practice at this point? Because they were up 15 and it's under 4 minutes. Like, all right, here's what I need you to do. So now it's like a closed workout to where he's putting hands on guys to put them in position.
I just think, like, knowing Dan Hurley a little bit, I mean, I'm not like buddy-buddy with him, but I cover him enough, I interview him enough to know when the dude is, like, coaching, he's, like, completely locked in. I think he just kind of blacked out in that moment and kind of forgot that he was on the, on the biggest stage in college basketball. And, like, reached out and was like, Cam, get your butt over there. And it's like, no, you can't do that, bro. Especially the ref was standing right there. But, yeah, hey, can I also say, like, hey, Purdue, I don't want to be, I'm not one for, like, hey, we got to make sure that we mention the other side. But what Purdue did this season was mighty impressive to me. Mm-hmm. It really was. How they lost their game last year and the way that they lost it to FDU when they really were – the moment was too big for them, and they got scared. And outside of Zach Edey, they fell apart. And they hadn't done that all this season. But then UConn kind of exposed them a little bit. Zach Edey goes for 37 points, but outside of Braden Smith, no one else had double figures. They only go 1-for-7 from three. That is what the best teams in the country will do. It was like Purdue had an incredible season, but when you go up against a juggernaut like UConn, the moment finally seemed a little bit too big for Purdue, but it still does not take away from the mental fortitude they had to get all the way here after what happened to them last year.
Casey Jacobson with us, Fox Sports 1 college basketball analyst. All right, Casey, I'm going to give you a really, really important job right now, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to put you in charge of the Kentucky basketball program. When you call Danny Hurley tomorrow, what's your offer?
Well, I say you name the price. and we'll get you all the dragon underwear that you could possibly wear. Every color, every model. We'll get you silk dragon, cotton, the stretchy ones in between. We got all that.
I need a real dragon as well, like out of the Harry Potters.
We'll get you one of those. We'll get you a real dragon, too. Don't worry about it. We're working on it.
Yeah. I think Danny Hurley will take the phone call, but actually, do you guys think he'll actually, because I don't really.
No, I think they triple his salary at UConn to build empire.
What if Kentucky says, we'll buy you out $20 million a year, 7-year deal? Can you really say no to that to go to Kentucky? $20 million a year. Seven. Can you say no to that? I mean, it's got to be, because the money would probably be there. Hey, we got rid of Cal. You know, cause, you know, there's, you know, when Calipari leaving, as he did yesterday, because he probably saw the writing on the wall, there's probably more people, more NIL supporters that will open up cash. And if you say $15, $20 million, is he to get the chance and also to go coach at Kentucky? Boy, that's tough to turn down.
It would be tough to turn down, and I wouldn't blame Dan Hurley for thinking long and hard and actually possibly taking it. But look, I ultimately don't think it'll happen. I actually don't think that Kentucky will offer that much. They'll want to think about it, but that's a lot of money that they would have to fork up to lure Danny Hurley away. Look, where UConn, I know that like Lexington, Kentucky, and Storrs, Connecticut, or I haven't lived in either one, but you know, Storrs is not a hotbed. It's not a thriving metropolis by any means. But where that this UConn program is at the tip top of the sport from a basketball standpoint, gentlemen. It is not a step forward for Dan Hurley. Do I believe that the Kentucky job is ultimately better than the UConn job? Yes, but by barely a little bit. Like, let's put them on a list. The UConn job right now, where it currently stands, where Dan Hurley has it, is probably what, the third, maybe the fourth. That's the lowest I'll go. The fourth best job in the country. Would you leave the fourth best job in the country? Got it rolling right now with all that equity you've built for the number one job? I don't know. I may not.
Let me ask this one for you. Coach Cal, obviously, out strolling with his dog, refused comment. What is he as a coach at this point?
That's a good question. I was talking to my brother about this. So, you know, 5 years ago, I was really impressed with, because like, what you're asking me is Coach Calipari has a legit rep as a all-time recruiter, and he loves to turn one-and-done freshmen into lottery picks. That has been his brand. That right. And that's one way of doing things. But what you're really asking me is, does he coach well? Does he develop talent well? Well, it's actually hard to answer that question because he's been so all in on this one and done. Now, he does have, you know, like Antonio Reeves was a senior this year. Trey Mitchell, I believe, is a senior this year. They've had some seniors here and there, but the bulk of Calipari's shtick, his deal, his brand is getting, you know, McDonald's All-Americans and getting them to play hard for 1 year. If I'm ranking coaches, 5 years ago, I would have put John Calipari not only as a recruiter but as a coach probably fifth or sixth. And now, if we did it, it's probably closer to 15th or 20th as far as just a coach and what I believe as he ranks amongst all of his peers right now. So he is certainly going down the list, but I still think he is a good coach. And last thing I'll say about it, guys, is as much as we want to talk about John Calipari's X's and O's, would you both agree that coaching college basketball is 50% of recruiting? What kind of talent can you get? Mm-hmm. And to that, I don't know if there's anybody better.
All right, let me leave you with this, Casey. Lastly, when the numbers come out, will more people have watched Iowa-South Carolina women's game yesterday or UConn and Purdue tonight?
Iowa and South Carolina. I think based on two factors, that just the Caitlin Clark thing, I've never seen anything like it. I have a daughter, and she's like completely like locked in my daughter, Peyton. Peyton's like, she's got Caitlin Clark T-shirts, and she never wanted to watch any basketball player before. So, and I'm probably speaking for hundreds and thousands and maybe millions of dads across the country where their kids are like actually watching women's college basketball. Like, that's crazy to me. And two, their game was on a Sunday night, and this game was on a Monday night. I just feel like that Sunday plus the Caitlin Clark effect, I think they're going to, when the numbers come in, it's going to be Iowa and South Carolina.
He's on Twitter at CJacobson23. That is at CJacobson23, Fox Sports 1, college basketball analyst with a well-deserved soak in his hot tub.
Nice.
And let me guess, you have that death grip around your phone so it doesn't fall out of your hand. Like, you made sure your hand was dry, got the death grip around it so it wouldn't fall in while we're talking.
The iPhones are waterproof, man. I wasn't worried about it at all. No turnover.
Nicely done. I'll meet you at the Portillo's down the road when you finish your soak, buddy. Damn.
Hey, all right. Thanks a bunch, Kate. Hey, we'll talk to you when Kentucky hires Danny Hurley.
Okay.
See you, Casey.
Well earned, Soka. It's been a long season of covering college basketball.
A lot of travel.
Sure. Yeah, that's how it is. Great stuff from Casey, as always. I mean, look, and the way he talks about Danny Hurley and coaching them hard and getting in their face, but they never get to the point where I know you're not looking out for me. You get, like, the negativity used to sell in sports, but you can't do that as a coach anymore because players are going to tune out. And I'm not going to have you yell at me for 4 years. And I'm going to walk away thinking, oh, yeah, I'm a better man. I'm a better woman than I was when you came in. No, that doesn't work anymore. You got to coach the kids hard, but you got to know, they have to know, hey, you're having fun and I got your back. And I'm not going to do this to anything more than just making you a better player. And that's a big key. It's a huge key to what Danny Hurley does. But coming up next, Casey kind of just hit on what the big controversy coming out of this game is going to be. What is it? We'll tell you next right here. Jason and Mike, this is Fox.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.